It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, welcome back. It's Friday. Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert in studio from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and it's always great to be here. And today we're talking about something a lot of homeowners and buyers are wondering about. Pending home sales. So even with shifting inventory, changing rates, and all kinds of national noise, pending sales here in Douglas County have been surprisingly steady.
So steady could actually be a really good sign, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when pending sales hold steady, it tells us the market has underlying strength. So it means buyers are still writing offers, sellers are still attracting interest, and that supply and demand are in a pretty healthy balance. So even with affordability changes.
So what are some of the things you're seeing locally?
Yeah, so number one, demand hasn't disappeared. So it's just more intentional. So what that means is buyers are taking more time to choose the right home, but when they find it, they're moving forward.
And what's next?
Number two, sellers who price correctly are winning. So properly priced homes are still getting strong activity and they go pending quickly while overpriced listings are sitting and needing reductions.
Yeah, I've really seen that just looking around town. What about number three?
So number three is inventory is steady. So it's not too high and it's not too low. So Douglas County isn't experiencing the extreme swings you see in bigger metros. So that stability helps keep pendings consistent.
And number four.
Number four, motivated buyers and motivated sellers equal smoother negotiations. So the market is calmer than the frenzy of 2021 and 2022, but both sides are tending to work together to get deals done.
And one more.
Number five is affordability. So the affordability challenges are real, but local pricing helps. So compared to other Oregon markets, Roseburg still offers solid value. So that's attracting both local and out-of-area buyers.
So for sellers, steady pending sales means there are qualified buyers in the market.
Exactly. And for buyers, it means the market isn't running away from them. But the good homes still go fast, so it's a healthy middle ground.
All right. What about some of the fresh listings that you've got on the market right now?
Yes. So there's some great new opportunities across Douglas County. So here's a few of the highlights. So this is one of my favorite neighborhoods. It's Thoris Circle in Winchester. So 413 Thoris Circle in Winchester. We have a new listing that came on at $824,900. This is listed with Jennifer Kramer at REMAX. So this is a stunning custom-built one-owner home on nearly three-quarters of an acre with four bedrooms, three and a half baths, multiple living spaces, game room. It's got that oversized three-car garage, beautifully landscaped grounds. So if you're looking for the roomier home on a large lot that's hard to find, this is a house you should check out.
No, that is a really great neighborhood. Things are well kept up over there. What about something, though, if you wanted to go further out?
Yeah, so heading out towards 10 Mile, we have a listing that just came on the market, 712 Seibold Canyon Road. This is offered at $545,000. This is listed with Aaron Cherry at Oregon Life. So this is 92 acres. It's got a four-bedroom home. You've got vaulted ceilings. There's multiple outbuildings on the property. It's got a seasonal creek. There's trails and just a lot of natural beauty and privacy. So look for those. If you're looking for something with covered porches, room for some projects, animals and recreation, you should check out this property.
And you know, I actually didn't look at that right. I thought it was 0.92 of an acre. 92 acres?
92 acres for under $600,000.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now, if you want to go even further out, why don't you take us to Day's Creek?
Yeah, so we're getting further out now. So if you want some privacy, just past Milo, you can go to 22170 Tiller Trail Highway in Day's Creek. $300,000 will get you a nice move-in ready manufactured home with new carpet, updated kitchen appliances. It's got a 10 by 30 powered shop with actually that shop's quite bigger than that. It's got a really nice shop with a car lift in it. And additional storage building, level land, mountain views, fantastic rural living opportunity. The river's across the road. This is listed with my listing partner, Sabrina Schecksnyder at Keller Williams.
Now, this next one, unique. My gosh.
Okay, this is the perfect opportunity for someone that is looking to have a fantastic food truck lot business. And I've been at a couple of these around the state of Oregon, and they're really cool. So usually there's like a central building that has like the bar or lounge. Well, this is it. So this is fully permitted. This is on Dakota Street in Sutherland on the west side. It's offered for sale at $325,000. This includes the land. All the system development charges have already been paid for. This is a fully permitted business opportunity. All you got to do is finish it. So all the hard work's been done. The branding is called The Outpost. It's a fully permitted 18-space food truck pavilion. Plans are approved, utilities in place, located across from Oak Hills Golf Course and in the fast-growing area surrounded by new residential and commercial development. So this is ready to go. For investor or operator. So for $325,000, you get the land, all the plans, all the permits approved, and the branding. So ready to go.
Wow. And if you owned a food truck pavilion, you would never be hungry.
Exactly. And there's food truck operators that are waiting for this to be developed because they've already approached the current owners and say, when are you going to be open?
All right. Well, let's go over this week's numbers, see how they compare to last week.
Yeah, so this week we had 48 new listings come on the market. That's down from 65. Kind of common when we head towards the holidays. There's one bumpable buyer that negotiated into bumpable position. 46 price changes, so that's down from 56 in the prior week. Price changes are still active, which tells us sellers are staying responsive to the market. We had 32 homes sold in the prior week. That's up from 29. So we're seeing sold homes ticking up, showing buyers are still completing purchases despite the season. Six expired listings. That's down from 7 in the prior week. So both cancellations and expirations dropped, which usually signals better pricing and better alignment between sellers and the market. So overall, we're seeing a steady, balanced market. It's not overheated. It's not cooling off dramatically. It's just consistent and healthy.
All right. Let's talk open houses for this weekend.
Open houses. So if you're out and about today, there's a couple of them going on today. So if you're in Sutherland, head out to that Forest Heights subdivision. There's three houses that are newly completed out there. I'll be in that neighborhood today from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. So 845 Forest Heights. This is a three bedroom, two and a half bath home, 2,500 square feet, offered at $430,000. 664 Brooks Loop, just newly completed, almost 2,200 square feet. It's got some amazing views, a lot of space there, $485,000. And if you want to see a really unique house, 662 Brooks Loop in Sutherland, $550,000. This is a turret style, not turret. It's turret with a walk around covered porch. But you need to see this house because the rooms are it's pretty amazing. It's very unique. Almost 3,000 square feet for $550,000. And then today, head out and see Deidre Joven from 2 to 4 p.m. at 109 Citation Court in Winston. This is also a new construction home, $469,900. In Looking Glass Creek Estates. And today, wrapping up at 275 Little Brook Lane in Green in the gated community, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. 275 Little Brook, it's $155,000 in the Little Brook community, and Xenia Donnelly is hosting that one.
Any other ones?
Yeah, so and heading out to Sunday, we've got two more open houses, 409 South State Street in Sutherland. This is open on Sunday from 12 to 2, hosted with Deidre Joven. This is a 2016 built home, 1,500 square feet, under $400,000, so a great buy. And then check this one out. Sunday from 10 to noon, 14115 North Bank Road, $650,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,970 square feet on the North Umpqua River, and it also has a second guest house.
All right, real quick, if people want to get connected with you, how do they do that?
Definitely. You can always stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080 or online anytime at marygilbert.com.
Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.